hurt. I'm not worried.
I am not worried.
You know why? Because gay people are causing earthquakes. Have you heard about this? First, we were causing hurricanes. Then we're causing tidal waves. Now we're causing earthquakes. Chile and Haiti, all part of God's wrath against gay people, according to some popular religious figures. In other words, Enrique in San Francisco decides to play skin flute on Motel 6. So, 20,000 miles away, God opens up the earth, swallows 200,000 normal dudes and 12 gay people. Doesn't sound like he's trying to get rid of us! In fact, it sounds like he wants us to keep going! I mean, gay sex? Lots of death. I can't think of a better way to put a cherry on top of something that was already powerful fun. Remember, every time you masturbate, God kills a kitten. Yeah, but when we do it, he kills people. That's no reason to stop. But see, what I'm wondering, really, really wondering about is that if God will cause earthquakes because of gay perversion, what could furries do? And I know, furries generally aren't the kind of people who are gonna go out and buy a $2,000 fursuit and go, hey, body fluids go, you know, not generally. But maybe we should start. I mean, that's what everybody else thinks we're doing anyway, right? We wouldn't be disappointing them. I mean, if God will knock down Haiti, an entire city, because of gay sex, what would he do for gay sex in an elevator in pink raccoon suits? Surely that's worth a meteor strike somewhere in China, isn't it? Add in a paraplegic with like a video camera, maybe the meteor will turn into a giant butt plug shaped like Chuck Norris's fist. Yeah. You'd never know what was gonna happen. You'd never know. We'd have to experiment. Six furries in a circle jerk in bondage dinosaur outfits suddenly goes boom, and suddenly Western Russia is hit by a plague of midgets. Yeah? Two bunnies 69ing while watching Watership Down. Everybody in Cuba's left leg falls off. A furry pile of random species slips and turns into sex. 500 naked screaming hippies rush into an elementary school in Guatemala and explode. You know? Possibilities are endless. I think we need to harness this power. Get it down to a science. That way the next time someone comes up to us and says, you know what, you can just give in hell, fur fag freak. Yeah, buddy, you just lost the Vatican. Yip, boop, boop, boop. Meanwhile, I'll probably be quietly off somewhere trying to find a way to summon a giant steel dildo to fall from space and land on the White House. So that we can all stand arm in arm, looking at the glow of destroyed society, all be able to say, as one voice,
you fail!